Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Phil, what happens now?
Well, we go ahead. It moves. It's official. Voters had about 30 days to take their names off the petitions if they had second thoughts, but only 43 did, and 1.7 million said game on, and that's what we're going to do. Now, when that game plays remains to be seen. The first thing that's going to happen is there's a 30-day period for the Department of Finance to do a financial analysis about how much the election will cost and how we're going to get the money. Then there's a 30-day period for the legislature to review that analysis and figure things out as well. And then it goes to the lieutenant governor to set the date. Now, what's interesting is that the Department of Finance has already pretty much come up with the estimate, and this isn't going to come cheap. They estimate it's going to cost about $215 million for a special election on the recall. The state legislature has said, well, you know, we're willing to waive our 30-day review period with the idea of maybe getting this thing on the ballot earlier while Gavin Newsom's poll numbers are still pretty good in the post-pandemic age. You know, with all the money coming in and the reopening, they said, you know, maybe the earlier the better for him. But the state, but the local officials, the county officials that actually run the election say, no, 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 we don't want it before September 14th because we can't get it together before then. And if we have to, the cost is going to be a lot higher. So you know, Democrats, you know, might want to have an earlier election, but it would look like they were putting their thumb on the scales in part and also costing taxpayers money. So I'm not sure that's a good look. So maybe September, October, November.
So, Phil, when this thing ultimately gets to the lieutenant governor's office, what kind of factors are at play in terms of when specifically the election will be held?
Like I said, you could do it earlier or do it later, but the big factor is, I think, the cost and are the counties ready for it, Jeff? There would be some pressure, as I said, for her to try to get it on as early as possible. But, you know, you're sitting there going, you know, elections, especially in these days when we're having this entire national debate about voting and we're going into a statewide, you know, replay of vote by mail. It's kind of sensitive about everything, you know, how elections are handled. And if the governor is already looking at, you know, this idea that there's an autocratic air about Sacramento, I'm not sure they want to reinforce that. But by the way, while this is going on, both sides are collecting a mega money to work this election and to gear it up. The proponents of it have about $7 to $10 million. Gavin Newsom has more than twice that amount with unions and businesses coming behind him. They see him as the early favorite, and they're not going to say no to anybody from the governor's supporters calling in and saying, "Can we get a hand?" They're giving it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.